I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hurricane Iota may be fading, but danger remains in Central America. Forecasters expect life-threatening flash floods and mudslides in portions of Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz says authorities are struggling to rescue survivors. 2 weeks and 15 miles were all that separated Eta and Iota when they made landfall as Category 4 hurricanes. People are weary from back-to-back disasters.
We need to be praying for people's spiritual lives at this time, that they would hear the message of Christ on the radio and through other means so that they would reach out to the Lord for some bedrock in their lives because everything's really been shaken up.
Look for this story at missionnews.org to help TWR partners broadcast the hope of Christ. And although many worship conferences this year have been canceled, our friends at Global Disciples were inspired to do something different. This Friday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Global Disciples is hosting a free international worship event online called Nations Worship. Global Disciples worship specialist Tim Bench says,
"With technology, we're not limited by geography. So we thought of this idea of pulling together a worship session that would be live online with our partners from 62 different nations around the world and share that unique experience of what it would be like before the throne of God when every tribe, every nation is represented worshiping the Lamb."
Learn more about Nations Worship and where to register at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.